that he was a Muhammad, a helper, loved to wander into the forest and engage in contemplation. We really have no hard facts about the early life of the Baal Shem Tov, although that, a lot of those spaces are filled in by stories told 200 years after he died. He obviously studied Kabbalah. He came under the influence of the Zohar and under especially the writings of the Ruach Kadosh. And indeed, it would be that those influences that play a major role in the Nusach HaTefillah, for example, and other practices, Hasidic practices, instituted by the Baal Shem Tov. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef, in his Sefer, Toldos Yaakov Yosef, quotes from his Rebbe very often in a verbatim manner, word for word, what he heard from his Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov. That is perhaps the major source we have of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, and without question the most reliable source. This is a Talmud quoting, literally, what he heard from his Rebbe. And he quotes them hundreds of times, the various Torah that he wrote. That is, again, his Talmud, Talmud Yaakov Yosef, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef of Manoah, regularly cites the Veshti. And that's more or less how we know some things about the Baal Shem Tov. In any event, Talmud Yaakov Yosef, we're not talking about 200 years later, but we're talking about somebody who knew the Baal Shem Tov, says that the Baal Shem Tov's teacher was none other than the biblical prophet, Achiyah HaShiloni. I'm simply immediately presenting you with the kind of problems that historians have, because historians can't deal with people who live in the 18th century and have teachers who live in the 10th century B.C. This is what the Toldos Yaakov Yosef said. From Okop, he made his way to Plust in eastern Galicia, and about 1740, the Baal Shem Tov came to Mezhevich. He stayed in Mezhevich for the rest of his life. That is where he lived, where he resided. He died here in 1760. All the stories many of the stories about the Baal Shem Tov are from this period, either the Plus period or the Mezhevich period, with the Baal Shem Tov traveling all over Podolia, Volhynia, and such places. Many of you are familiar with some of those famous stories. His claim, again, this is just a claim in Hasidic literature, absolutely no evidence has been discovered to support this, that in 1759, when there was a famous rabbinic Frankish debate between Sabbatians and the radical Sabbatian Jacob Frank, and Great Rabbanim, it was held in 1759, his claim that in that particular debate, Baal Shem Tov participated in a very positive manner. The records of the debate exist, Polish records, we have Hebrew records, Jewish records, no mention is made of Baal Shem Tov being present. Again, the problem that historians have dealing with Baal Shem Tov. Some teachings of the Baal Shem Tov that are obvious from his Talmidim, no question that the Baal Shem Tov put his stress on joy. Here you already know the background, and perhaps I will spell it out a little more. The Jews were taken up with messianic fervor in the 17th century after much suffering. The Banitsky massacres in 1648 and so on. When Shabtai Tzvi announced that he was the Messiah, virtually all of Judaism believed that he was the Messiah. Great Rabbanim supported it. Messianic fervor and joy spread throughout the Jewish communities. You know, Jews destroyed their matzah bakeries, they packed their bags, and they were prepared to travel to the east with their Israel in particular. When in fact he converted to Islam, the disappointment was great. The Jews had tasted what it was like to live in a messianic age, with much persecution. Just think what life was like. It's hard for Americans to think of what life was like in the 17th century on the Khmelnytsky, for example, living at that time. And even without the massacres, Jews were the dregs of the earth. There was nothing that a Jew could really aspire to. Wanted to be a lawyer, that was impossible. Wanted to be a sculptor, a musician, all that was impossible in this part of the world. Jews did not have basic civic rights. Jews were not citizens of the realm. Jews could not enter universities. All the privileges that we take for granted as observant Jews in the 20th century, none of this existed. 7th century.